Hello, this is Randy Thompson from the North Carolina Reading Service. Welcome to Music Review. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind or print impaired. For the next half hour, I shall be reading articles about music from such sources as the New York Times, the News and Observer, the Week Magazine, Rolling Stone, and Entertainment Weekly. Music Review is underwritten by Bill McClure, tuning pianos in the Raleigh area since 1968. For more information or to schedule a piano tuning appointment, please call 919-779-1755. This program is designed to provide the latest coverage of classical, folk, jazz, blues, rock, country, and pop music news. But first, these musical trivia questions. Today's trivia questions are brought to us by AI Overviews. Question number one, what is the current best-selling single song of all time? Is that A, Amazing Grace, B, Happy Birthday, C, White Christmas, or D, Macarena? The current best-selling song of all time. Which one is it, anyway? And question number two, how many genres of music are there? Is it A, just two, good and bad? Is it B, between five and eight, depending upon how you group them? Or is it C, over 6,000? So how many genres of music are there anyway? The answers to these two important trivia questions will be given, as usual, at the end of today's program. Our transitions are brought to us by OnThisDay.com, and today, quote-unquote, is the weekend of December the 12th. Well, it was on this very day back in 1792 in Vienna that 22-year-old Ludwig van Beethoven received one of his first lessons in music composition from Franz Joseph Haydn, 1792, today. And it was 45 years ago today, 1980, that Yoko Ono called for a 10-minute silent vigil around the world for John Lennon, her husband, who was shot to death 6 days earlier. Over 100,000 people went to Central Park in New York to honor the request. That was 1980 today. Young's Harvest Moon introduces our country music news. It's titled Ranked, the 21 Greatest Country Rock Albums of All Time. When rock met country, magic happened. Teleguitars, road songs, and restless hearts. These 21 albums define that bittersweet crossroads. This is written by Steve Wright on the 12th of October, 2025, BBC Music Magazine. Country rock was born out of contradiction, a love affair between back porch storytelling and rock and roll swagger. In the late 60s and early 70s, musicians like The Byrds, Graham Parsons, and Neil Young traded fuzz pedals for steel guitars, rediscovering emotion in restraint. The results were songs about trains, heartbreak, and freedom, but with long hair and electric guitars. It wasn't revivalism, it was reinvention, as hippies found common ground with honky-tonk. From Sweetheart of the Rodeo to Harvest and The Gilded Palace of Sin, these records built a bridge between Laurel Canyon and the Grand Ole Opry. Some became huge, the Eagles, the band, others cult treasures. But together they defined a uniquely American sound, romantic, restless, and forever torn between the open road and the place called home. So here, in reverse order, are the top 21. 21, the Byrds. Dr. Byrds and Mr. Hyde. That was from 1969. Number 20, Joe Eli. Self-titled, 1977. Number 19, New Riders of the Purple Sage. Self-titled, 1971. Number 18, Pocos, Picking Up the Pieces, 1969. Number 17, Neil Young, Harvest Moon, 1992. The song playing in the background right now.
I want to celebrate, see it shining in your eyes. Because I'm still in love with you, I want to see you dance again. Because I'm still in love with you on this harvest moon.
Number 16, Stephen Stills and Manassas, self-titled Manassas, 1972. Number 15, Emmylou Harris, Elite Hotel, 1975. Number 14, Linda Ronstadt, Heart Like a Wheel, 1974. Number 12, Nashville Skyline, Bob Dylan, 1969. Number 11, The Eagles, Desperado, 1973. Number 10, Buffalo Springfield again, 1967. Number 9, Grateful Dead, Working Man's Dead, 1970. Number 8, The Byrds, Untitled, 1970. Number 7, The Band, Music from the Big Pink, 1968. This includes the song The Wait. Number 6, Gene Clark, No Other, 1974. And number 5, Grateful Dead, American Beauty, 1970. Number 4, Neil Young, Harvest, 1972, from which we got Harvest Moon. Number 3, The Flying Burrito Brothers, The Gilded Palace of Sin, from 1969. Number 2, Graham Parsons, Grievous Angel, from 1974. And at number 1, The Byrds, Sweetheart of the Rodeo, 1968. The Byrds' Sweetheart of the Rodeo deserves the top spot in any country rock ranking because it is the album that truly defined the genre. Released in 1968, Sweetheart represents a fearless leap into uncharted territory, blending rock energy with authentic country instrumentation and heartfelt storytelling. Roger McGinn, Graham Parsons, Chris Hillman, and Kevin Kelly crafted a record that balances electric guitar, pedal steel, and harmonies with remarkable sophistication, creating a sound both adventurous and deeply rooted in tradition. Every track radiates commitment to musical exploration, from reflective ballads to spirited twang-driven songs, making the album cohesive yet endlessly engaging. Its influence is immeasurable, inspiring the Eagles, the Flying Burrito Brothers, and countless Americana and alt-country artists. Beyond technical brilliance, Sweetheart of the Rodeo resonates emotionally, capturing longing, joy, and melancholy in ways that continue to define the heart of country rock. A key track, "You Ain't Going Nowhere," shines with infectious melody, clever lyrics, and seamless fusion of country twang and rock sensibility.
Don't worry about a thing.
Bob Marley's Three Little Birds introduces our jazz, blues, and reggae music news. It's an obituary. Reggae legend Jimmy Cliff passes away. This is written by Michael Wood in L.A. Times and 11:30:25 in the News and Observer. Jimmy Cliff, the Jamaican musician and actor who helped popularize reggae around the world and paved the way for future stars of the genre, like Bob Marley, has died. He was 81. His wife announced that he crossed over due to a seizure followed by pneumonia. In the early 80s, Bruce Springsteen made Cliff's song Trap a part of the E Street Band's concert repertoire. A live recording of the song appears on the We Are the World album in 1985. In 1994, he made the top 20 of Billboard's Hot 100 with a cover of Johnny Nash's I Can See Clearly Now, which he recorded for the movie Cool Runnings. Cliff was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 2010, and he won a second Grammy in 2014 for his album Rebirth, which he said was inspired by the Occupy Wall Street movement.
A melody is pure and true. Say it.
And in music research and technology, we have this article titled, Influencing Consumer Behavior with Music. This is written by Sharam Hashmat, Psychology Today, May the 1st, 2024. Key points. Music can subconsciously influence people's moods and purchasing behaviors. Slow tempo music influences customers to stay longer in a restaurant. Slow music tends to reduce thinking speed, allowing for more careful consideration. Music is widely used to motivate human behaviors and to influence mindset. Background music plays an important role in our everyday lives. It is an important environmental cue that affects consumers' emotions, attitudes, and behaviors. Music can subconsciously influence our moods and purchasing behaviors. Number one, musical tempo. The mood and meaning conveyed by music are determined by musical features such as pitch, timbre, and tempo. Among them, music tempo is the most important feature that influences the expression of music. Tempo is the speed at which a piece of music is played. Research studies have shown that the tempo of background music influences consumers' pace of action. For example, listening to fast tempo music speeds up the rate at which people eat, walk, and drive. Consumers spend more time in the grocery store when the background music is slow as they browse a range of products. Number two, priming effect. Music can prime certain thoughts and associations. For example, a study by North in 2016 exposed customers in a supermarket drink section to either French music or German music. The results showed that French wine outsold German wine when French music was played, whereas German wine outsold French wine when German music was played. So, different musical styles give rise to very different atmospheres. Pop music might lead to the perception that a coffee shop is lively and youthful, and classical music might lead to the perception that the cafe is upscale and sophisticated. Number 3, time perception. Music's a powerful emotional stimulus that changes our relationship with time. For example, music is used in waiting rooms to reduce the subjective duration of time spent waiting, or in supermarkets to encourage people to stay for longer and buy more. Music keeps workers happy when doing repetitive and otherwise boring work. Thus, situations that induced anxiety, like exams, dental offices, or work contexts, could benefit from the presence of music. Number 4, music preference. People tend to prefer music that is neither too complicated, difficult to follow, nor too simple, too predictable. The highest pleasure is associated with intermediate values, that is, too simple or too familiar music would tend to be perceived as boring, while too complex or unfamiliar music would tend to be incomprehensible. Both would lead to a loss of interest and liking. Number 5, decision-making. Music has a strong emotional component that can influence decision-making. Evidence shows that a high arousal induced by music can lead people to feel impatient when making choices over time. For example, music-induced happiness or high arousal emotions make people perceive delays as being longer and thus lead them to prefer smaller but immediate rewards. In contrast, slower and more relaxed music could increase carefulness. Listening to slow music may be beneficial for accuracy because it slows thinking speed, allowing for more careful consideration. In sum, music can have a powerful influence on customers' impressions of business environments. There can be no single, quote-unquote, right type of music for all environments. The key issue is how to select music that addresses the most important marketing goals for each individual setting. For example, if the goal is to turn the tables faster and seat more customers, faster music is typically used. However, at quiet times, it makes sense to play slower music in the hope that customers will stay longer and spend more money.
I don't want a lot for Christmas. There is just one thing I need. I don't care about the presents underneath the Christmas tree. I just want you for my own, more than you could ever know. Make my wish come true. All I want for Christmas.
Mariah Carey's All I Want for Christmas Is You introduces our rock and pop music news. All I Want is a break from Mariah, a guide to surviving Christmas music. This is published in the Times on the 28th of November, 2025, by Kaya Burgess. Love them or hate them, there's no escape from festive songs. But here are some expert tips on dealing with earworms, repetition, and finding new seasonal tunes. Once the clocks go back and the Halloween decorations come down, it's only a matter of time whether you love it or hate it. There is no escape. Mariah Carey is coming. So, how do you feel when you hear Carey's hit for the first time each year? Or when you hear George Michael singing Last Christmas, just as you did last Christmas and all the Christmases before that? Do Christmas pop songs evoke an instant spike of festive spirit, an essential soundtrack to get you in the mood for what Andy Williams sang about the most wonderful time of the year? Or does it make you grimace at the thought of enduring the same dozen cheesy Christmas hits on repeat in every shop, on every radio station, and at every party for 2 solid months every year? Do you suspect all these Christmas songs were written by pop stars desperate for an evergreen hit that would pay royalties forever, pumped out by shop owners and advertisers who want to cajole or panic you into spending all your money? Or are you somewhere in between? Do you love Christmas music but want to avoid growing sick of the songs before the day has even started? We spoke to experts for a scientific guide to surviving Christmas music. When is too soon to start listening to Christmas songs? Do you hit shuffle on your best Christmas playlist ever as soon as the leaves start browning on the trees? Or are you militant about waiting for December 1? Or do you only want to hear the 12 days of Christmas during the 12 days of Christmas? Our musical tastes are quite individualistic, said Daniel Levitin, a neuroscientist and musician at McGill University in Montreal, Canada. I have friends who like Christmas music and will put on a Christmas record in July without any sense of irony. Then there are others who want to hear it just in the week leading up to Christmas to help them get ready. You could boycott shops that start playing the songs too early, Dr. Levitin said, and tell the owners, we love Christmas music but don't want to be tired of it by the time Christmas comes. Hearing Christmas songs may induce a sense of anxiety if we feel underprepared for it. So getting your shopping out of the way early may allow you to then just enjoy the music, he suggested. I feel waiting until December 1 is nice, said Dr. Kalula Killingly, an expert in cognitive psychology at Queensland University in Technology in Australia. Music is so emotive and nostalgic that you start anticipating Christmas when you start hearing it. If you start it too early or leave it going too long, it does spoil the effect a bit. Linda Blair, a clinical psychologist, said some people could mentally tune out Christmas music until they were ready to indulge in it. Some people find it easier to screen out distractions than others. They can just block it off when they need to, she said. But that's something more and more of us are finding harder. We're so deluged by information that we use up our capacity to screen it out more quickly. How can you get rid of a Christmas earworm? Some songs become catchier the more you listen to them, Kingsley said. Christmas pop songs are specifically written with this in mind, in their rhythms and melodies, and this makes them more likely to become earworms. So how did you do on today's trivia questions? Well, the answer to our first question, what is the current best-selling single song of all time? Is that A, Amazing Grace, B, Happy Birthday, C, White Christmas, or D, Macarena? And the correct answer is answer C, White Christmas. As noted in an AI overview, there is no single number one song of all time, as it depends on the criteria, such as sales, streams, or chart performance. According to the Guinness World Records, Bing Crosby's White Christmas is the best-selling single worldwide based on sales. On the other hand, The Weeknd's Blinding Lights is the most streamed song by Spotify. By sales, Bing Crosby's White Christmas is the best-selling single of all time, with estimated sales of over 50 million copies. By streaming, The Weeknd's Blinding Lights is the most streamed song on Spotify, with over 5.1 billion streams as of November 15, 2025. And the answer to our second question, how many genres of music are there? Is it A, just two, good and bad? Is it B, between five and eight, depending upon how you group them? Or is it C, over 6,000? Correct answer answer C, over 6,000. As noted in an AI overview, there is no exact number of music genres because definitions overlap and new ones are constantly emerging. But major streaming services like Spotify have over 6,000 genres in their database. Major genres include pop, rock, jazz, classical, hip-hop, electronic, country, and blues, with hundreds of subgenres existing within each one of those. No single definitive count. The number of music genres is not fixed and can be subjective, as it depends on how you define a genre and subgenre. Streaming services, large databases. Streaming platforms like Spotify classify music into thousands of categories to organize their content. For example, Spotify has over 6,000 genres in its database, which includes specific subgenres like Florida drill or chill funk. Broad categories, some commonly recognized supergenres or main categories, include pop, rock, jazz, blues, classical, hip-hop, electronic, country, and folk. Subgenres and fusions. Each of these main categories contains numerous subgenres that have evolved over time. Music genres also frequently blend, creating new styles like crossover thrash, which combines elements of thrash metal and hardcore punk. So let's join Yoko Ono in saying goodbye today to John Lennon with his holiday song, So This Is Christmas.
So this is Christmas, and what have you done? Another year over, and you won't just be gone. And so this is Christmas. I hope you have fun. The near and the dear ones, the old and the young.
Well, we've run out of time for today's episode of Music Review. Be sure to tune in at the same time next week. This program is also available as a podcast after the broadcast in our website, ncreadingservice.org. As we leave you now, remember these words: kindness is a language which blind people see and deaf people hear. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind or print impaired. If you have a suggestion for music to feature on this program, please leave a message for me at 919-832-5138. I'm Randy Thompson, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. Music Review, underwritten by Bill McClure. Tuning pianos in the Raleigh area since 1968. For more information or to schedule a piano tuning, please call 919-779-1755. So long, until next time.